Hello and welcome to the first podcast from St. Lawrence School, Church Stretton. Badger Class are taking over this fortnight, so let's see what we've got planned. Okay, let's start off with some newsletter news. I've got Finn with me from Badger Class. Finn, are we going on a school trip anytime soon?
Yes, we are going to see Mother Goose on the 4th of December in Shrewsbury.
Fantastic. I believe this is the 37. So if you still need to get that money in to reception as soon as possible so we can all have a brilliant time. Okay, so I've got Millie now. Millie, have you got something you want to say?
Can we bring any old board games in for Breakfast Club?
Ah, fantastic idea, because I feel that you're at Breakfast Club quite a lot and you like a good challenging board game.
Yeah.
Okay, next up I've got Phoebe. Phoebe, did we do some exciting last Friday?
Yes, we had Wear Red for Zach Day.
Oh yes, I remember that. We all wear red. Mr. Reynolds wore his red Converse trainers, which was fantastic. And we had a bake sale and we all brought in money to raise money for Zach so he can have his operation. Do you know how much we raised, Phoebe?
Yes, we raised £575.83.
Wow, that is amazing, and I'm sure it's going to help Zach get that operation. Thank you, Phoebe, for that fantastic news.
Hello, my name is Joel.
Hello, Joel. I want a name for this podcast that we're producing.
Okay, I guess we could... I know what we could do.
What's that,
we
Joel?
Could put names Love that it. You like into your school council books. Mm-hmm. School council might choose to, and then we can vote between them.
Fantastic. That is a brilliant idea. I love it. I love to see democracy in action. Obviously, if you like Radio Larry, that's Mr. Reynolds' favourite, go for that, but don't let me pressurise you into making that choice. Thank you, Joel, for that fantastic bit of advice, and I can't wait to know the result. Okay, so that's all the news that I've got for you. In Badger Class, we've been doing some fantastic writing, some spooky setting descriptions, all based on Arachna Hall, which is part of our dilemma story. And Isabel has very kindly picked her four favourite sentences to give you a snapshot of what our setting descriptions are like and the amazing English that we are producing. Hello, Isabel.
Hello, Mr. Reynolds.
Hello. What is your first sentence for us?
My first sentence is, "Then I felt the wind howling angrily at the house. It circled round me."
Ooh, quite scary. And your second sentence?
My second one is, "Suddenly a light shone gloomily out of the smashed window."
Ooh, it's getting scarier. And our third sentence?
"The clouds danced across the stormy sky."
Fantastic, fantastic personification. And finally, our fourth sentence.
"A gargoyle's face screamed at me, a look of horror on its face."
Ooh, that is very, very creepy. And hopefully, with Halloween just around the corner, it hasn't given you too many nightmares. Okay, next we are going to have a chat with some taiko drummers. It's a fascinating and very noisy club, which takes place every Wednesday at St. Lawrence School. And it's absolutely brilliant. So, first up, we have got Sam. Why do you enjoy taiko drumming so much?
Because it makes a big bang.
Oh, I see. So, it's all about making the biggest noise in the room. Thank you very much, Sam. That sounds brilliant.
Hello, my name is Tom, and I know three interesting drums. And one of them is an oka, and it's a rope drum. There's another one called the mia, and it's a temple drum. And the third one is a hero, which means thin.
That's amazing, Tom. I didn't know those fascinating facts about taiko drumming. And you know what? I really want to have a go. Finally, we've got Leia, who's our final member of our taiko drummers from Badger Club. And she's going to give us another fascinating fact.
I like taiko drumming because it is great stress relief and our teacher helps us through the tricky rhythms.
It's fantastic that it's good stress relief because yesterday, the 10th of October, was World Mental Health Awareness Day. So any way of helping relieve and battle stress is certainly a good thing to do. Okay, so the next part of our podcast, we are taking a bit more of a serious note. And it's something that affects all of us. And we ask some members of Badger Class what to do if you're feeling lonely at break time and lunchtime. And here are some fantastic ideas and solutions.
Hello, my name's Ruby. If I was lonely, I would go and find a mentor.
Okay, next up we've got Dan, and he's going to give us another fantastic idea just in case you're feeling lonely at break time.
I would just go and see if there's any good games about.
Fantastic idea, Dan. Well done. So next up, we've got Connor, and he's got another brilliant idea if you're feeling lonely at lunchtime.
If you're lonely, go to a lunchtime club.
Ethan's going to tell us now what lunchtime clubs are on offer.
Hi, my name's Ethan. On Monday, it's board game club. Tuesday, it's Lego club. Wednesday, it's World Club. Thursday, it's Colouring Club. Friday, it's Board Game Club.
Finally, we've got Riley, who's going to talk about his favourite club. So, Riley, what is your favourite club?
Board Game Club.
And when is that, Riley?
It is on Monday and Friday.
Fantastic. And what do you like about it so much?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I love it as well. It is an absolutely awesome game to play. So, we've only got a few items left of our first podcast at St. Lawrence Primary School, and hopefully it will be carried on for each class that we are going to interview a member of staff, ask some questions and find out a little bit more about them. The member of staff we're interviewing this week, or on this issue I should say, is Mrs. Howell. So our first question is from Florence.
What is your favourite food?
Well, I love pizza. Can't go wrong with pizza. I lived in Italy for a couple of years, so I like all Italian food.
So next up is Ryan.
What is your favourite type of music?
Oh, I like all sorts of music, from classical to rock, everything. It's great.
Our next question is from Aggie.
What is the best advice you have ever been given?
I think I do your best and never ever give up.
Callum's got a really good question for us.
What is your favourite TV show?
Oh, well, I do like a bit of Strictly.
We have a question from Grace.
Why did you move to this area?
I moved to Shropshire because it's an absolutely beautiful area and Church Stretton's a lovely little town.
We also have a question from Evie.
Do you have any pets?
I do have some pets. I have a dog called Winston and I did have a cat called Jess.
Our final question is from Jaden. Jaden, what is your question?
My favourite holiday was going to Turkey. What was yours?
Oh, my favourite holiday was going to Florida. It was amazing. Went to see Mickey Mouse. It was great.
Okay, so the final part of our show is we are going to give you a riddle to keep your brains buzzing until the next podcast. Joel, what is our riddle?
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
I can't think what it is. But if you do know, please let Mr. Reynolds know or any member of staff. Thank you, Joel. Okay, so that is it. That is the end of our very first St. Lawrence podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. I believe our next podcast will be coming from Willow class. So let's see if they can do even better than the magnificent Badger class. This is Mr. Reynolds signing off.